Welcome to The Pulse, where we delve deep into the issues and ideas that are shaping the future of education. I'm your host, Rick Cernsey, superintendent of the Putnam County School District, and each week we'll be talking to teachers, administrators, and other experts in the field about the latest trends, best practices, and most pressing concerns in education. Whether you're a teacher, a parent, or just someone who cares about education, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into The Pulse. Welcome to our podcast. And with me today, I'm very happy to introduce to you Levi Bennett. He's the welding teacher at Palatka Junior Senior High School. So Levi, welcome, and maybe tell us a little bit about your current position as the welding teacher there.
So my name is Levi Bennett. Pretty much starting off, I'm born and raised Putnam County, south end of Putnam, Crescent City area. I played sports and stuff all through high school. I was pretty good at it. Went and did the college thing for sports. That didn't work out. That being said, a lot of people didn't know. They thought I was just about sports going through high school. But I grew up with hands-on skills, from mechanic work to forming work to just hands-on stuff. I was an outdoors kid my whole life growing up. So as I got older, it was time to make a decision of what I was going to do. So I was contemplating going back and forth. I was going to be a truck driver across country because that's what my dad was, a truck driver growing up. Or I was going to the military. That being said, that I didn't do neither one of them. I decided I got into the boat industry. I was working on boats, worked my way up, became a boat technician. And then that's when the economy crashed. So the whole boating ordeal went under. So that being said,
no pun intended, right?
Yes, sir. So that being said, I knew that my hands-on skill was going to be my key to success in life. So I had the opportunity to get into welding, and it was easy for me to transition because I was a hands-on learner. So I got into the welding field. I started off at a shipyard. My background is shipyard. Worked my way up, became the lead man for a while. There I was over a crew. I was teaching adults there how to weld and so on. So then the opportunity came around to get into the school system. Say, hey, that's right down my road. I love teaching people how to weld, how to teach the skill, how to be able to provide for yourself through that skill, and been wide open ever since.
How long have you been teaching out at Palatka Junior?
This is my 10th year.
Wow, at Palatka High School. I didn't realize it'd been that long.
Teaching welding. It flew by. It's like it was yesterday when I just started.
Wow, that is amazing. And I know you've touched a lot of lives there, and I just want to thank you for the time you put in. I'm glad you chose to come back. And I said at another broadcast, I said, you know, it's kind of cool to see Putnam County students go through our programs and then come back and give to our students. So that's really cool. And I know probably a lot of your former students now are out there in the world of work.
Sir. Yes, I have a lot of students that come back from my first year of teaching. They come back from some of those are in California right now. They're linemen, and they come back and they'll visit me once a year at school, twice a year. And it makes me feel good, like that I changed somebody's life. I changed their life. I changed when they start having family lives, because it just keeps going down the line.
That is very cool. So let's talk about welding for a minute. And I did a tiny bit growing up. You know, welding, I know there's a lot of skill involved there. So tell us a little bit about your class. If somebody, let's say if a student was listening, what are some things that you might do in your welding class that might give them an idea of, hey, this is what I might expect if I signed up for welding? So tell me what a typical day might look like in your welding class.
So starting off, the main thing is safety. All right, you have to be, safety is taught first. For one, any job you go work on, safety is a must. It doesn't matter how good of a welder you are. If you're not on top of your safety, you won't be there long.
Sure.
So a typical day is we go over our safety stuff every day. We go over the PPEs, which is your personal protection equipment. That's a reminder every day. Depending on the part of the 9 weeks, if we're in a shop, if we're in the shop at that time, you'll come in the shop, you dress out, you have a booklet of what you're working on, because everybody's at their own pace. It's a self-paced program. So you come in, you do your project, you show me your project, we go over your project. There, it's like a start to finish process. So you start here, you don't know exactly what you're doing. And then I give you the information of what needs to be done. And it's just a process in general, a starting and then a finish. Mm-hmm. You start here, you might not be where you should be because you just started obviously. Mm-hmm. But 2-3 weeks from now, you should be here. Okay. And sometimes it might take you a month to get there or mm-hmm. 2 months to get there. Everybody's different.
I've heard there's different kind of welds.
Yeah, sir.
What's some different kind of welds?
So your basic stuff that you start off with is you need to learn how to do your grinding. Once you complete your grinding, then we do the SMAW process, which is your shielded metal arc welding process, which is also called your stick welding in the field. So you complete your stick. After you complete your stick welding, you will do your flux core welding, which is also known as wire welding. Once you complete that, you'll move on to your MIG welding, which is also a wire type of welding.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to your TIG welding. You'll go to your pipe welding and so on.
Now, talking about those different types, what might any particular one of those that might prepare students for maybe some jobs in this area?
So right now, my background being shipyard, it used to be flux core, which is a steel wire process.
Mm-hmm.
Now times has changed. It's aluminum now. So the whole steel ships and all that stuff has kind of phased out. So right now, if you're able to learn aluminum, that will prepare you for the future, especially in the marine industry.
That's interesting. And, another thing that we've looked at is, the aircraft industry starting to get popular in this area too. So is that a different kind of welding?
Yes, sir. That's TIG welding.
Okay.
Yep. Yes, sir.
So the little different kind of metal and that type thing. So, yes, so that's something we might look at in the future. I know we have some aircraft aeronautics and all that going on at some of our schools, and, we might be able to pivot to that direction.
Yes,
so
sir.
I know you're dabbling a little bit in automotive.
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about what you're doing now with automotive and maybe what your future might look like.
Well, it all goes back to hands-on. So I grew up working on my own vehicles. I was always, if my vehicle, anything happened to it, I would try to fix it myself. So for me, the transition over to that, I've been around the vehicles my whole life. My family has been into cars and going fast and things like that. So me transitioning over to that is not that hard because I do have background in that. And it all comes down to just, it makes me happy when I can teach a student that don't know something and teach them, and then now they have that skill. For instance, your basic things, checking your tire pressure. Being able to check your own tire pressure and add air to your tires. Being able to check your own fluids in your vehicle. Those are just the main basic things that pretty much everybody should know. And I'm able to teach them that skill.
And I know a lot of automotive now, I guess, is computer-based. If you take your car into the dealership or whatever, they probably just hook a computer to it and diagnose it and all that. So, but you're right. I mean, being able to do some of the fundamental checking your tire pressure, changing your oil maybe or whatever, that's some stuff that will just save you a lot of time and expense and all. So I always like to ask about an experience you've had with a particular student. And over your 10 years, can you think of a time where you've had a student that really stands out that, maybe you've really changed their life while you taught them and maybe they're off doing something great now? And you don't even have to say their name, but you might just somebody you could point out.
I have one student, he was a senior my first year, and I love this kid to death. He calls me every 3, 4, 5 months, and I get a little emotional. I make connection with my kids, so once I start talking about him, I kind of tear up.
That's okay.
I really do
That's
care
what we're
about
in the
him.
Business for.
But he's when I first met this kid, it was my first year. He had problems with other students and stuff. And I used to tell him, I say, just don't worry. I say he was kind of a hyper kid. So yeah. I talked to him when I first met him, because he really didn't trust anybody anymore. So I opened my heart to him. We started, we would be in the shop, we would be working, and he would have problems and stuff. We would talk about it. I would talk him through it, give him the best advice. And I just told him, just keep going, keep going, keep going. So that being said, he wanted to be a welder, okay? I told him, I said, welding is hard work. It's not easy. So he tried being a welder. He worked for about a year and a half, 2 years after he graduated high school as a welder. He called me one day. He said, Mr. Bennett, he said, I don't think I want to be a welder every day. I say, he said, I just want to tell you that I'm sorry, but I think I'm going to change my career. So I said, no problem. I just want to give you the opportunity to see or to try it yourself to see if this is what you want to do the rest of your life. So he moved on and joined an internship to be a lineman. So he went to a 5-year internship to be a lineman. He would call me and say, Mr. Bennett, it's hard. It's hard. I want to give up. And I would tell him, no, stick through it. You have to stick through it. You have to pay the price first. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're going to try to break you, but fight through it. That being said, he finished. He graduated. He's been a lineman, a full-time lineman, traveling lineman for, I don't know, 2-3 years now. He's really successful, not just in financial successful, but just happy in general. He's traveling the country. He has all his toys that he ever wanted. and it just makes me, he comes back, he sees me every 6 months. He'll come home. He'll come to the school during my class, talk to the students for me, tell them, hey, this is how it is. So to me, in my heart, I know I'd change, if not all the 100 kids that went through my program, I changed at least one out of that. So that's what really just, honestly, that's what just brings me back every year of teaching.
That's a great story.
So,
man, you can't top that now. That's a tremendous story. And I think I know the young man you're talking about. And but, you know, more than just teaching and welding, you're talking about life and how to persevere and all that. Man, I can't be more proud of that. So, and just think about the lives he's going to touch and so on, just because you invest a little time with him. So, well, I just want to thank you for being here today. And I know you hate being away from your class. Levi, thank you very much.
Yep. Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure to have you in the district. And I wish you many, many more years in the district. And good luck with your dabbling in automotive. I think wherever you are, you're going to be successful.
I love it.
That's great. All right. Thank you all for joining us. And we'll see you next time.